Lift your hands and whisper the name. I see God unfolding lives who feel alone, rejected, abandoned. I see God covering like scores of people here. I see 25 definite people coming like under the blanket of God. So you are not alone. You are not isolated. You are not rejected. Thank you. Receive it now. Power. Yes, yes, yes. Help out there. Itada ya 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 ya. Ikabada liperotasedi. Liperotasedi. Kepalayanayana. Letesete frete sarada. That garment of depression is roasted. That garment of loneliness is roasted. That garment of rejection is lost, is roasted. Depression, loneliness, receive the unfolding of his power. All across the airwaves, everywhere people are connected, something is dropping upon you. Close your eyes, lift your hands, and say after me, I receive. Again, I receive. Again, I receive. Again, I receive. That suicidal tendency is being arrested. Yes. Iklaru Hosama. La Katega Zina Gagala Lahuratas. Le Perana. That atmosphere of betrayal. That atmosphere of betrayal is arrested. Receive his touch now. Receive the cloak now. Receive the covering of God now. Blessed be your name. Give him the praise and the honor. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Because there is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. The battle may be raging, but the victory is sure. Lord, you are here. Lord, you are here. The Lord, you are here. 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 Hebrews chapter 11. Though I walk through the valley, all the shadow of death, I shall feel no evil. Because you are always with me. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For you are always with me. And Lord, you are there. Lord, you are here. Hey! Lord, you are here. Shadow Magadagalagala. The Lord you are here. Lord you are here. Because you are here. Lord, we are healed. Because you are here. Lord, we are changed. Hey! Because you are here. Lord, we are healed. Something is already breaking forth and breaking. Something is already breaking up on somebody. You cannot live here the same way you came. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Oh. Hebrews 11:6. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The inevitability of faith. The fact that faith is inevitable. If that is too big a word for you, it's just the necessity of faith. Our objective is to understand, number one, why faith is, why faith is both inevitable and indispensable for the life of a child of God. Why is faith inevitable and indispensable for the life of the child of God? The passage we just read said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. And I can tell you, if you left it and put a full stop at impossible, that's all right. Without faith, it is impossible. Almost everything regarding the life of the child of God is impossible without faith. Things are possible on the grounds of faith. There are so many things in the life of the child of God that only faith can handle. For example, prayer without faith is exercise in futility. Prayer without faith is exercise in futility. Godliness outside of faith. You don't steal, you don't cheat and all of that. Outside of faith will end in frustration at the end. Because there are things that only faith can achieve. Please bear in mind that faith is not the doctrine of a church. Faith is the life wire of the child of God. As a matter of fact, Christianity is called the faith. The great company of the priests, the Bible said in Acts chapter 6, I believe verse 7 or so, were obedient to the faith. Christianity is called the faith. Acts 7. So, question is, why do you need faith? Why is faith inevitable? Number one, faith enhances the quality of our relationship with God. It enhances the quality of our relationship with God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. It is faith that causes us confidence to approach God. He that cometh to God must believe. That's the first thing to know. The confidence to approach God is anchored on faith. Also, faith imparts to the heart the clarity of the reality of God. By faith, it is clear to you that God is real. It is clear that God is real. Also, by faith, you know that you are not guessing the existence of God. You are not guessing. It's not guesswork. God is. God exists. It takes faith to walk in that realm. Fourthly, it is faith that causes you to take your spiritual life seriously. By faith, you take your spiritual journey seriously. If you don't believe in God, or your belief in God is not strong, your spiritual walk will be weak. If you don't believe in God, or your belief in God is not strong, your spiritual walk is weak. It is faith that makes you to take God seriously. Fifthly, it is faith that causes you to serve God willingly and excitedly. You are serving God willingly, excitedly. Not coercingly. No one coerces you. You are not encouraged to serve God. That is why, if you can show me the quality of your walk with God, I can show you the extent of your faith in God. Faithless people are unserious people spiritually. That's why Christianity is called a faith. You cannot have faith and not be serious with the faith. It is people of faith that have a stand in the faith. Anytime you begin to see people say, "What is all this? I'm about to backslide. All these years, I've been serving God, nothing to show for it. All these years, I mean, God can't give me a husband to marry or a wife. I'm going to find myself a husband or a wife. I'm just going to do my thing." That is where faith is going flat. Am I communicating? Where faith in God is going flat, people begin to consider options. Options to God. Where faith in God is running out, they begin to consider alternatives to God. You won't see a real person who knows God exists and believes that God is to talk about going back to the world, even in his dream. It is the kind of faith of people like Job. Even if he slays me, I will trust him. Job 13:15. Even if he kills me, I will still follow him. It is the kind of faith of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. The God with whom we serve is able to deliver us anyway. But even if he doesn't take us out of the fire, we are not going to bow. I know God too much. I know that he exists to consider an alternative. Faith. Can you see how critical faith is? So it is not just what I use to claim things like they used to do in those days. I claim this, I claim that. The ruggedity of your faith assists the vibrancy of your Christianity. The intensity of your faith is linked to the vitality of your spirituality. That is faith. Number one, enhances the quality of our relationship with God. Number two, faith enhances the quality and durability of our life. the quality and durability of our lives in the earth. We are now talking about why faith is so inevitable. Why we can't do without faith. We are saying that faith enhances both the quality and the durability of our lives in the earth. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4 said, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. Romans chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible said, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. What are we talking about? Number one, life answers to faith. Life answers. To live and live well, it takes faith. For the just, life answers to faith. What are we talking about? Secondly, meaningful, quality, purposeful life. Right. See, take it again. Meaningful, quality, purposeful, and durable life on earth are products of faith. Or is a product of faith, because it's one life. Quality life that is meaningful, that is purposeful, that is durable. That is the kind of life that Jesus came to give in John chapter 10 verse 10. The thief come not for to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundant. If your life is going to be meaningful, where you don't think you are wasting your life, it's going to be quality. It's going to be purposeful and directed. And if that life is going to be durable, it is a product of faith. The third thing to know here is, without faith, life ends as a shadow in trial and error or at random. The life of a child of God can end as a shadow. In trial and error. And at random, just at random. Thirdly, until faith is in place, life is at risk. The just shall live by his faith. Until faith is in place, life is at risk. Somebody say aloud, amen. We live in a world where the enemy is on rampage, and I'll talk about that in the next chapter. So your faith must be sharp. What this is saying to you is, if you will live well, you need faith. And if you will live long, you need faith. Ten years ago, the doctor was fully convinced that you had a tumor that was a cancer. What was it called? What organ was that? It was a colon. Large intestine. He's on his feet today and testified in January, because the symptoms and everything said yes. Faith said no. Gross anatomy said yes. When they eventually took the specimen or the biopsy to the laboratory, after prayer, and the biopsy said no, the doctor says it's impossible. That was cancer. Still be on chemotherapy. There are many who would have forgotten sins. If you will live well, so that you are not pitiable. It requires faith. And if the devil of your father's house won't cut you off before your time, it requires faith. Somebody was opening a laboratory refrigerator and suddenly drank concentrated hydrochloric acid without knowing. And that was going to deal with him, finish him on the spot. Before he realized what he was drinking. Wow! You just drank acid, his colleague said. He said, no, that cannot be acid. I just drank water. They tested everything. It was hydrochloric acid. No, that couldn't be acid. I just drank water. That was how faith turned the acid into water in his body. No symptom, no consequence. Woman was taking children to school this Thursday. Had a terrible accident on the road. She sent me a text message. So what can I hear? Text message from the radio in the hospital. This other child, the hand is like this. The other one, the head, whatever. They didn't know, but they all admitted. So I think he has a fracture on the shoulder, and I think he had this and that. I said, all right, let's pray. In the name of Jesus, I declare divine intervention. I cancel, declare the neutralization of every agenda of hell. The children were discharged the same day. No fracture, nothing. No sick, nothing. Somebody say a loud amen. So don't leave your life to chance. There are some people who shook hands with you. It is evil hand. This man almost passed. Don't show the face. They put a seat for him that they charmed. He sat on that seat and collapsed on the spot. Rushed to the hospital. They never expected him there. God and his power brought him back alive. You shall not be cut short before your time. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Every demonic arrow of your father's house that is looking for your life, that arrow is retrieved and referred back to hell. You shall fulfill your days. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. Number four, faith rescues from existence in fear. It rescues God's people from existence in fear. Hebrews 11:27, the Bible said, he forsook Egypt by faith, not fearing the wrath of the king. He forsook Egypt not by faith, not fearing. Listen, faith is the permanent antidote to fear. When somebody is injected with snake venom, you give him a counter-injection of anti-snake venom. If somebody is infected with the plague of fear, you counter it with the injection of faith. And you'll understand why this is important. Secondly, it's important to note that faith and fear are mutually exclusive. They are diametrically opposed. They are mutually exclusive. They don't exist together. They don't. In the book of Matthew 14 and in verse 30, Peter was walking on the water. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. He was afraid. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, why did you doubt? Peter walked on the water by faith. When he saw the wind and became afraid, faith disappeared. and his result disappear, and he began to sink. The meaning of that is the third point. The presence of faith is the absence of fear. If only you can get faith to be around. I believe it was Bob Mumford, I can't remember who now, who said, when fear knocks on your door, send faith to answer the door. And you will realize that there is nobody at the door. Hey! Any day fear knocks on your door, send the faith to answer that door. And you realize that there is no one. There is a lady here in our church, a woman here, ancient old member of the church. Her daughter, for whom she went for the antenatal, just graduated from the university with first class. She went to the antenatal clinic, routine check, and they said HIV positive. And she looked at the doctor and said, the lab scientist, I am not HIV positive. Can you give me my result? This is not my result. When fear knocks on the door, send faith to answer that knock. Once you open the door, you realize nobody is there. It's like when darkness arrives, send light to respond. And you realize that was how the suggestion of HIV was sent back to hell. Later on, they truly checked and realized that there was a letter also that was the difference between that the result they gave her and her own name. Something like that. Once you accept it, it is established. And once you reject it, it is ejected. Just remove R from the reject, becomes eject. Somebody say aloud, amen. See, there are people who have no business with some symptoms. There are people fear kill them. In the middle of an accident, it wasn't an injury. Vehicle is going bam, bam, so I've just died like that. The heart go fume. I've seen an accident before, and I've talked about it before. My wife doesn't like it at all. Because everybody in the vehicle was alive. No injury, nothing. Vehicle landed in was in a standing position. There are people who took off from their bodies before the calamity that will kill them happened. Fear. Job said in Job 3:25, he said, the thing which I greatly feared eventually happened. That is why your faith must be in place so that you don't give the devil license for operation through fear. I stand here today by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God, and I declare every spirit of fear that is the plague of anyone here, that spirit is arrested and sent back to hell. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. Faith is critical to keep fear at bay and prevent the catastrophe that fear brings. Job 3 and verse 25. Why is faith inevitable? What number did you just go? Okay, number 4. Faith grants access. Grants us access to our promises and inheritance in God. It grants us access to our promises and inheritance in God. Hebrews chapter 6 and in verse 12. He said, that you be not slothful, but be followers of them who through faith and then patience inherit the promises. Faith on one hand, patience on the other hand, causes you to inherit the promises. Take note of this. Faith is needed to take what God gives. God gives it. Man takes it by faith. Faith is needed to receive, to take delivery of what God gives. Say it another way. And it says, second, that faith is the hand that the saint uses to receive the goodness of God. It is the hand, the arm that the child of God uses to receive the goodness of God. Don't forget what I'm about to say. When faith is impotent, receiving is impossible. When faith is impotent, receiving is aborted. You only receive things by mercy, just mercy. But to actively receive, faith. And this leads to point number 4, which is not to go. Without faith, the believer exists without the reality of the promises of God. The believer exists without the reality of the promises of God. Making it look like Christianity is not authentic. Without the promises of God. Promises of divine preservation. The promises of wholeness. The promises of supernatural supply. I decree today, everyone here, hearing the sound of my voice, and it appears as if your Christian journey is like a mockery to the world. Today that mockery season is over. Faith grants access to the promises, our promises and inheritance in God. Number 5. Faith is necessary for handling the battles of life. Are you weighed down by battles in life? Are you thinking of quitting the race? There is no need to give up on your journey. Because I know my God will turn it around. Are you weighed down by battles in life? Are you thinking of quitting the race? There is no need to give up on your journey. Because I know my God will turn it around. I know my God will turn it around. That is faith talking. I have seen my God turn it around. There are so many. I know my God. I have seen. There are so many, many, many. another time.
I know, man. I have seen.
Tell somebody around you, tell them, I see God turning things around. Give him a praise as you take your seat. Ephesians 6, and in respect to verse 12, he said, though we walk, right, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in it readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience verse 6 is fulfilled. Hallelujah. Sister, why did you refuse to show verse 6? And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Fight! It takes faith to fight. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6 to 7. He said, I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. You didn't look for anybody's trouble. All of a sudden you saw a text message from a demon. Say, you know what? I am so and so and so. They have given us your name. This and that and that. You just got introduced to a fight that must be killed. You slept last night healthy. Woke up in the morning with a symptom. Just got confronted with a fight. God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo said, life is a battlefield, not a playground. Even from childhood birth, children start fighting. The child had to cry to breathe. He thought it was just an ordinary cry. It was the opening of the lungs. Otherwise, it's not signing for life. That first cry opens up the lung, throws in the first oxygen, and causes the surfactants to become active on the surfaces of the alveoli. Are you following what I'm saying here today? So that cry is a fight to live. I don't have the time to tell you all that. And he has to keep on like that. So he said, life is a battlefield, not a playground. It is warfare, not funfare. You don't have to look for anybody's trouble. You might just run into a fight that is not your own. You didn't look for it. Somebody say a loud amen. And it is faith. Now listen to this first tennis. You need faith to fight the fight and win the battle. Faith. You need the faith. You need the faith. You need the faith to fight the fight. The battles don't serve warning. You need a faith to fight the fight. You need a faith to win the fight. Second thing you must know. Faith is needed in order not to end as victims and casualties of life's battle. Faith is needed in order not to end as a victim and a casualty of the battles of life. Faith is needed. A young man brought me a report. I think bronchiogenic carcinoma. All the signs are there. Laboratory evidence. Every single thing. He was already losing breath. I spoke fire into his body. To hold on in faith. And curse that devil. By the time he went for further review, about four specialists, consultant, cardiothoracic surgeon, lung physician, pulmonologist, two others, anesthesiologist, and somebody else, they examined him and then did the ultrasound scan and all the other things. They could find where it was before, but it was no longer currently there. There was a residue like a fibrotic tissue or something to show that this thing was there before it disappeared. As the thing disappeared, the symptoms disappeared. He's alive and well on his feet, a pastor in one location currently. Hallelujah. If without faith, people just end. One witch just squeeze somebody. Something stuck in my neck. No, you stand up and choke them back. Hey! I decree today, the last time they pursued and you were running shall be the last time forever. The next time they see you and they try to pursue, they are the ones that will run and you will be in the pursuit. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the believers amen. Look at your neighbor and say, you will not lose the fight. No devil will bury you before your time. You will win the fight. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Finally, for this service, I have 12 points, 12 necessities, and I'm only giving 6 in this service. Please pick up the next service message. We have very critical things we'll be looking at in that service. Number 6, faith is necessary for saying it, believing it, and seeing it. Saying it, believing it, seeing it is necessary. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 17, the Bible says, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he died received. Now move to the next point. Keep going. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob, verse 20, and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, worshipping, leaning upon the top of his staff. Now, this is the meaning of it. It is faith that causes you to say what God is saying and believe what you said in order to see. You know, people that don't have faith, there are things that are too big for their mouth. It is faith that causes you to say what God is saying, what God wants you to experience. Faith makes you say it. Then the same faith causes you to believe it. At the end of it, you see it. I stood at the National Stadium in 2007, July. You were there. You were the one running up and down, arranging everything. And I said, we will build our own stadium in a time to come. But the difference between that stadium and this stadium is that this one will be covered so the rain won't fall on us. That was too big for a tiny man like this to be talking. Do you understand what I'm saying? It takes faith to speak with such authority, and it happened later. So to say what God wants you to say, or what must be said, in order for you to see what must be seen, it takes faith. In the course of this construction, I cannot tell you what. At a point, what we're spending a month is unbelievable in today's money. And the people come and they say, they need cement. I say, go and get it. They need this. Go ahead. They are afraid to say, where is the money? Because here you are not permitted to say no money. Who told you? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. There is money. Just that you haven't seen it yet. Hey! When we had 10 days to the dedication of this place, Baba Adeboye, Oyedepo, everybody had been invited. 10 days. We had hundreds of millions. We had money in our account in 70s reserved then. And they said, can we remove it? I said, if you remove this, it can't scratch anything. What was in the reserve at that time wasn't up to 10% of what was needed to finish the play. So I told them, within these 10 days, we shall not touch what is there, yet what will complete this thing will come. He came, and he came in excess before the dedication. Do you understand what I'm talking about? 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. He said, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. That is why faith is necessary to cause you to be able to speak, to say what you need to say, and to believe what you need to believe in order to see what you need to see. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Like in area one, when church started under 1 year, I said in a short while, everybody will be carrying phone. At that time, there was no GSM. Only Nokia, not 90 of those days. Big cellular. Anybody knows it? Not 90. I said, very soon, everybody will be carrying phone. Everybody. I said, how? That in fact, we may have to tell people off your phone during service. It was very strange to the ear. One phone was 120,000. 120,000 naira of almost 25 years ago. One phone, that big phone. To Raya. And you are saying everybody. So does it mean everybody will have such money? What will happen? It overhappens. Even in my village now, in my hamlet, people have phone. Old women. Small children. Hallelujah. I declare liberation for somebody. If you see God changing your story, can you stand up on your feet and make some declarations? Just make some declarations. Open your mouth and make some declarations. I will fulfill my days. The purpose of God for my life shall come to pass. I have the head and not the tail. Above only and never beneath. I shall reach where God wants me to reach. I shall do what God wants me to do. Open your mouth and speak something. Mahashadda. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Take your seat 1 minute. I'll just give you two counsels and then we're through. Number one. Do all it takes to understand the mystery of faith. For a delightsome spiritual journey. Do all you can to understand the mystery of faith. 1 Timothy 3 and in verse 9, he said, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. So faith is a mystery. For most people, how do I walk in faith? That is what the whole month is all about. From service to service to service, we shall be defining, extraying different dimensions of faith and operating in the realms of faith. Do all it takes. Being prayerful is enough. There are different laws that work in this spiritual journey. Faith is central to all of them. Somebody said that if prayer is the way to, for example, kingdom wealth, prayer warriors should be billionaires. But there are things that you do that is beyond just praying. That's how faith is. You do all it takes to understand the mystery of faith. Number two, do all you can to grow your faith. To grow your faith. To grow your faith. To the point of handling life's necessities. Do all you can to grow or build your faith. Because faith can be built in order to handle the necessities, the urgencies, the eventualities, the emergencies of life. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3. He said, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. And the charity of every one of you all toward each other abounded. So faith grows. Your faith groweth exceedingly. Your faith groweth exceedingly. Your faith groweth exceedingly. Somebody who is trusting God for an exceedingly growing faith this morning, stand up on your feet and give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and let's appreciate Him for His word to us this morning. Go ahead and appreciate Him. Go ahead and honor Him. Go ahead and adore Him. Go ahead and worship Him. Father, we worship You. Father, we honor You. Father, we adore You. Father, we glorify You. Thank You and thank You and thank You and thank You. Mahashata kola gaya da huzarista. Eksedi gora tosa. La tafata senaga galala huratasa galala. Lekeperete senaga la ukari. Yetesferu tasana galala huratosa. Jara tasata feko la karapata kitala huzara. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. 2 Corinthians, where we read just now, verse 4, chapter 4 and verse 13, they say, we all, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. I believed, and therefore have I spoken. Father, I make demands on the baptism of the spirit of faith. Let that spirit of faith just step into my life today to be able to make the moves I need to make, to say the things I need to say, and to dare the things I need to dare. Because our Bishop Oyedepo said, the spirit of faith makes you to dare the undareable, to say the unsayable, to believe the unbelievable. You are believing for things that normal mind can't believe. You are saying what normal people can't say. You are taking steps that others can't take. Father, I make demands on that baptism of the spirit of faith. Lift your voice and say, Father, I make demands for the baptism of the spirit of faith today. I receive an impartation of that baptism of the spirit of faith right now. Go ahead, open your mouth and speak to God. Pray. Receive that baptism now. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and give him the praise. And you are my strength. When I seem to have no strength, you are my son. When I am in need of son, you are my strength. When I seem to have no strength, you are my son. When I am in need of son, Lord, I cannot do without you, no matter how hard I choose to try. You are everything to me. Everything. How hard I choose to try. You are everything to me. You are everything. Bless that be your name. Take your seat 1 minute. God bless you. Hallelujah. The time is just so sharp. We have so much to say and to do. Commanding the day midnight prayer is changing people's lives. Chai, all the way from Russia, Duru had his name, fell under the anointing. In Russia, door opened on the spot. Woman and husband. No relationship. He said the man is powerful in every way, except the power of his relationship with his wife. Allah, Allah. The word came a few, 2 or 3 days ago. He said after the commanding the day prayer, I thought they would wait for 2 or 3 more days. He said he tapped the husband. Husband arose with fire. On the spot. You have 1 or 2 testimonies. Let's look at it. I'm saying this so you can let people know. That is, he's addressing all issues that are not normally addressed. Am I communicating? Let's go. You have 1 or 2. This is Jamila from Abuja. Above only greetings, brethren, and command the day. This is a platform of answered prayers. Maybe I'll read 2 because of time. I joined this command the day prayer in November 2023 through a link posted on a friend's status. Coming from the other religion, I have been praying for marital settlement and the fruit of the womb. Allah, Allah, Allah. Then God sent me my life partner, and before I know it, he was already talking about marriage. As I speak, we are wedded. Jamila. from November to March. Well, he didn't follow marriage committee of Pastor Simeon Abali. But the Muslim brother is from the other religion. So the marriage can even happen the same day. As I speak, we are wedded. I began to feel abdominal pain with blood coming out of her female system. I was brought to the hospital. Then the hospital confirmed it to be pregnancy. But further scan results suggested possible ectopic pregnancy. So, preparations were already being made for surgery. Then God sent me another doctor who further examined me and then asked for a further scan and said there was no sign of ectopic pregnancy here. And the surgery was suspended and that I should be further examined for some few days. Brethren, help me thank God for the second doctor. Now I'm feeling much better. I'm believing God that He will perfect what He started. God willing, I have already converted to Christianity. But I am still looking. Hey! I am still looking forward to coming to the glory dome for proper conversion. Thank you, Lord, and my parent in the Lord. Are you just sitting and looking like that? Hey! Hey! The most important thing for me is the salvation of souls and the revival of prayer fire. That's more exciting to me than anything else. Woman talked about husband that does not pray. Is now the one waking the family up to pray. Take your seat, give God the praise. And if God can do it for somebody who didn't even know Jesus, you are here today. Every reproach of your life is arrested. Are you saying amen? Say it like a believer. The reproach of singleness, the reproach of barrenness, I declare that reproach is over. In the course of this service just now, people have been healed. Right. So I see the shoulder of somebody that was already healed. And I mentioned some things at the beginning. The migraine that God has already healed from you. For you, today I declare it healed in the name of Jesus. Somebody's eye is seeing clearer right now, and a demonic presence just left somebody in the course of the first worship. If you are the person or anyone like that, quickly step forward here and we'll take one or two out of them. Now, the next testimony before we go. Did we take one? Oh, we are taking just one. All right, give the Lord a praise. Anywhere you are, and something happened to you, quickly step forward and let's hear what happened to you. But listen to this, my dear brethren. As you can see that souls are getting saved, that is already confirmed as a platform for the salvation of souls. One of the best things you can do is to send the link to people. Tonight is a fire baptism night. It's a fire impartation night on Commanding the Day platform. The earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the seas. God bless you as you do so. While we are taking all of these people, everyone here today who is a member of the Dunamis Home Church, can I see your hand up? House fellowship, Saturday evening. Wow. See the crowd. The Lord bless you and the Lord meet your needs in that platform in Jesus' name. Now, you are not yet a member, and we are still having reports of people telling us that they submitted their names for membership and nobody has reached them or submitted their homes. Please, I'd like us to double up our effort at the Dunamis Home Church desk. Now, and like I said, I want the home church submissions to start coming straight to my office, if possible for us to reach them through the way. Now, those who are not yet members, lift up your hands of the house fellowship so that in your neighborhood, you can be introduced. The reason for this is so that you are not lost in the crowd. The reason for this, we live in very dangerous days. So that when there is a need for brethren to rally around you, whether it is in the day or in the night, they will be there. Lift up your hands and just pick up your home cell slip. You fill the form. Hand it over to the usher near you. I think that's the best thing to do right now. And then the usher will help us submit at the home church desk. Alternatively, if you are going, you can also submit that. God bless you in the name of Jesus. How many of us have our homes as home cell locations? Let me see your hand. Alright. God bless you. And the mystery of Obed-Edom the Gittite be your portion. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. There are those who want to give their homes more like a branch of this church, so that the house fellowship can be in your house and the anointing on this altar can be reproduced in your house. Can you lift up your hands? You want to give your house as a home cell location? The house fellowship? That's right, on Saturday evening. God bless you. Hands are lifted up. Go ahead and give the slips very, very quickly and let them get. And like I said, please, I need to coordinate this through our office so we can get them established. God bless you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We are going to hit the road on evangelism. Hit the road. The Bible said the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. And we live in very, very dangerous days. Please do so. And the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Next Sunday will be an impartation service. The teaching on faith continues throughout the month. Don't miss a service. Hallelujah. Can we go ahead with the testimonies?
Sir, two of our sisters here, one of our ushers and a member, migraine headache has lasted for 24 hours. This is about a week. Both came into the assembly this morning and that migraine headache had checked back to her. What happened even added to it was that her hand, she couldn't move this hand. Now she's free and the hand is being moved.
Give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise in the name of Jesus. Congratulations, your healing is permanent in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Please line up like this. 4. Sir, amazing. This morning, things were just flying out of people. Things left people. She came in here with a locked right shoulder for 6 months. She hasn't been able to move that shoulder. And as that worship, while you are worshiping, she said she decided to lift up her hands. And she decided to, you know, noticing that the shoulder had become loose, she now...
Give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. Yes.
This lady for 9 years has been under the oppression of a mental condition. Oh. A spirit of insanity had afflicted her. Again, she... Hold on. Auntie, wait till her daddy...
Yes. The first two that testified, you can step forward so you don't feel cheated.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
Let's go ahead.
She also felt something leave her.
Lift up your hands. That spirit of insanity returned back to hell in the name of Jesus.
That cold sensation left her. She had been having this excruciating headache. She decided to check Dr. Google. She Googled it and the Google told her that it's either migraine headache or a tumor in the brain. So she started panicking. But she came in this morning as the prayer was being made. She felt a cold. You felt
and
cold.
And the headache is gone. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Now please, we'll take the others except one or two. All right.
Our sister came in from Bielsa. She's been following
and Pastor Seth also from Bielsa. And Pastor from Bielsa. We are happy to have Bielsa's in our midst this morning. You are welcome. Give the Lord a praise. Yes.
She has been following the commanding the day midnight prayer from Bielsa. And she decided to come here physically. She, when the camera, at a point during the service, the camera had actually picked her. And I said, in the midst of this excitement and all, why is this woman looking so depressed? I had taken note of her. So she said that she came in and then when you were making those declarations, something left her. She had been told before from a church somewhere that she had a python spirit in her, etc., etc. That python left her.
Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Oh, the Holy Ghost, everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your body, I declare it dissolved. Get out of that life right now. In the name of Jesus.
These first two had varying degrees of neck pains that
were healed.
Yes. They said he went to the village some months ago and stepped on something or so, had movement on that left leg, terrible pain, also healed.
Mr. Harris, in the name of Jesus, you are healed and you are whole.
Sir, since last year she saw herself giving her money in the dream. It got to the point physically her hands became empty financially. And a result, all she could find again was she was having malaria 2 plus, high BP. It got to the point she could not even open her tongue or turn her tongues well. And one side was like in pain. She can't choose only from one side. Then yesterday night, during the commanding the day prayer, the word came. There is a woman that cannot pronounce R. That's her. By that she could not pronounce R. The tongue was stiff. Sir, immediately that word came. The tongue loosened up. She's been pronouncing R now. The PP symptoms and everything subsided. And she's here to say thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Say after me, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Devil.
Devil.
You are wrong.
You are wrong. Hallelujah.
God is right.
God is right.
That's right. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Hey! Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Hey, 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 hey. Celebration, 1 minute. Those of you in the front, you can dance your way back to your seat. Give the Lord a praise. 1 minute celebration.
Who has the final say? I say, who has the final say? Jehovah. Oh, yes, Jehovah turns my life around. He turns my life. He makes a way.
He makes a way.
Jehovah.
Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Who are meant to have a kingdom financial stewards meeting. Give the Lord the praise. Where we impact millionaires, multi-millionaires, billionaires for the kingdom. And it's meant to hold tomorrow 11. But I'm just saying that we needed a little time. Because this will be the first in a very long time. So I want you to bear it in mind that very soon you will have the meeting. Within the next 1 week at the most. And then we'll give you the information ahead of time. Begin to inform your friends now already. And I believe that it's a new day for us. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. I declare that your harvest will look for you. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. So shall it be in Jesus' name. While we are about to take our offerings, there are a group of people here. Your own offering today is your life. Handing over your life to Jesus and making him be the Lord of your life. Lord, I want to give you my own life. I have not been living for you. I have been living without faith. I have been existing as if God does not exist. Carry your Bibles and your bags and quickly rush to the front here. Be the first person to come and say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I ask that you forgive me my sins. I want to be a child of God. Not just churchgoer, but a child of God. Born again child of God. I'll give you the count of 10. Don't be the last person to come. Be the first person to come. Now, 1.
By your grace and mercy, I was justified.
2.
By your grace and mercy,
rush to the front.
It was not because I was so defiled.
3.
It was not because I was so defiled.
4.
By your grace and mercy.
5.
Oh, by your grace.
6.
It was not because I was.
7.
It was not.
8.
Lord, I do not pray.
9.
Nothing in my own life.
And 10. I am going to give a further count up to 7. Anywhere you are. If you are bound by an addiction of smoking, of drinking, of womanizing, of masturbation, of lesbianism, something has tied down your life. You want to be a true child of God, but you cannot lift your head because all the time you fall. Or you want to rededicate yourself to Jesus. Quickly pick your Bibles on your backs and step forward again. And now, those who came in late, I'd like you to wait for the second service. Or you came for the second service. Don't go as we close. You wait for the service you came for. I give you the count of 7. I am tired of smoking, of drinking, of lying, of cheating, of internet fraud. I have come out like this before, but I am not living as a child of God. I want to rededicate myself to God. I want to be born again. Quickly come forward at the count of seven. One.
I would have been forever loved.
Two.
Not for your love.
Three.
I would have been forever loved.
Four.
Not for your grace. I would have been forever loved.
Five.
Not for your love.
Six.
I would have been forever loved. Not for your grace.
And seven. I can't pay you.
I can't pay you, Lord. I can't pay you, Lord. There's nothing I can pay you, Lord. There's nothing I can be that makes any sense.
Place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Counselors, you like to go with them? All right. Please follow the people. I'm sure they will sit you up there. And then they will talk with you very, very quickly. Lift up your offerings. Have you given? I'm the only one holding mine now. I declare the offerings blessed. Your harvest will look for you from the north, the south, and the east and the west. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. After you have dropped your offerings, can you stand up on your feet with your bottles of oil and receive an anointing of the release of the spirit of faith? God bless you.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God, my Lord, sacrifice my body according to his riches in glory. He will give his angel charge over me. Jehovah Jireh, for me, Jehovah Jireh.
Lift up the bottle of oil. Father, I speak into this oil in the name of the Father and of the Son. Now the Holy Ghost, I declare the release of the impartation of the spirit of faith. I decree today the arrest of the demon of fear, uncertainty, hesitancy, capacity to dare the undearable, capacity to face the unfaceable, capacity to say the unsayable, capacity to believe the incredible. I declare it released through this oil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and I call it done in Jesus' name. Take a little of that oil in your hand. Now, like I said, please, before you get oil from somebody, know the person. You have demonic agents carry all manner of things in their hands. Come. They are struggling. Mother, give to pastor. He's looking for who to get oil from. Hallelujah. I am saying that because there are a lot of Judas Iscariot demonic people. Somebody gave somebody oil and the next thing he starts seeing snakes and all manner of demons in the dream. Right. Lift up your hands now. Father, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord, I pray for the release of fresh grace, fresh fire, fresh help, the release of the spirit of faith. La hashede daya daya, leke pereke sida gagala horato sa. While we are doing this, if you are here for the first time, please step forward and let's receive you. Also, you have been watching the church, or you've been coming like a floor member, and you say it is time. I believe God wants me to be a full member of this church. Also come forward. Come with your Bibles and your Bibles and let us receive you. Keep coming right now. Don't wait. Carry your Bibles, your Bibles and rush to the front. Lift your hands up. Father, let your fire fall. Let your grace flow. Let your help flow. Let the spirit of faith be transmitted. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive.
Place your hand on your head and bless in tongues. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3.
I receive.
The spirit of fear dies. 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 La daya husada daya la la. Let the separate asada. We see. We see. Divine visitation. La rohas. La tadero tototoro. La da daya da la ya da 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 ura da da. La casa para la 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 la. Esta salada. Esta lorizo. Esta lorizo quiere me dar la la. Sara casa la para la la la. Le pese ferreta salada. La casa se te pese de la la. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. So shall it be. Eat your hands and let's give him the praise. Given the honor. I think these are the students from the Turkish school. Right. They're welcome to worship with us today. Give the Lord the praise. Somebody wave your hands and give the Lord the praise. Give him the shout of victory. 2024. And above only. 2024. And above only. God bless you. See you in the evening, commanding the day, midnight prayers online. And invite your friends and your loved ones. And let them know that God is at work. God bless you in Jesus' name.